What are you doing? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Donald Trump.
I predict that General Kelly will go down in terms of the position of chief of staff, one of the great ever, and we're going to have a good time.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump.
Says.
You know, a lot of people say, they say, well, but the United States is large. And then you call places like Malaysia, Indonesia, and you say, you know, how many people do you have? And it's pretty amazing how many people they have.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Face been hurt.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah,
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
World new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says.
They loved it. It was no mix. That was a standing ovation from the time I walked out on the stage, because I know. And by the way, I'd be the first to admit mixed. I'm a guy that will tell you mixed.
Be hired. Hired.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired. Hired.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump
says,
on the wall, you and I both have a political problem. My people will stand up and say, Mexico will pay for the wall. And your people probably say something in a similar but slightly different language.
Be hired. Hired.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired. Hired. Right in.
Donald Trump.
Space.
When this episode starts, the president's giving a speech to the Boy Scouts. And we thought, well, what would he say to actual kids? Because at heart, he is a child.
And he went out and bought a big yacht. And he had a very interesting life. I won't go any more than that because you're Boy Scouts, so I'm not going to tell you what he did.
But at the same time, this character doesn't care about merit badges. He cares about screwing models on a boat. But then, to his surprise, he learns that people get upset when you brag to kids about boat sex.
The Boy Scouts are now apologizing for the president's wild speech.
See, all season we've been hearing groups denounce him, and now children are literally telling him to grow up. The aftermath makes him realize he does need help with his message. And that's when we introduce this new character we had in mind for a while, the Mooch.
We knew this guy was going to be a fan favorite, but casting such a unique character is almost impossible. How do you find someone who has the bravado of Joe Pesci in Goodfellas and the stupidity of Joe Pesci in Home Alone?
Yeah, the second we saw him on tape, we said, that guy on cocaine, that is him.
I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front-stabbing person.
We couldn't have made a better choice.
I am not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own.
A lot of people don't know this, but the suck my own scene wasn't in the script. It was completely improvised.
That's... Being Italian, I would actually hug you, but I'm in between you and this camera. You can give
me but that type of energy, it's not sustainable, so we had to kill him off.
Anthony Scaramucci has resigned. 11 days later, he's resigned.
Ultimately, the question this show seeks to answer is, will things ever go not horribly? I think the viewers are really going to enjoy seeing that play out. Or not.
How do you respond to reports that the White House is in chaos?
No, there's no chaos. And that's why tonight's theme is chaos.
No White House chaos. None. Zero. Not even a little bit of chaos in the White House.
I did what I did for the good of the realm.
The realm. Do you know what the realm is? A story we agree to tell each other over and over till we forget that it's a lie. But what do we have left once we abandon the lie?
Chaos. A gaping pit waiting to swallow us all.
Chaos isn't a pit. Chaos is a ladder. Many who try to climb it fail, never get to try again. The fall breaks them. And some are given a chance to climb, but they refuse. They cling to the realm, or the gods, or love. Illusions. Only the ladder is real. Climb is all there is.
You just said there's no chaos.
Right. That's why tonight's theme is order.
If it pleased the court, I already ran the whole Law and Order episode in my head, and I have a tearful breakdown on the stand where I confess that I'm innocent.
Chaos control. Chaos control. You like? You like?
It's wonderful.
Our theme is chaos.
I thought it was order.
You're out of order.
Don't fight in the north or the south. Fight every battle, everywhere, always, in your mind. Everyone is your enemy. Everyone is your friend. Every possible series of events is happening all at once. Live that way, and nothing will surprise you. Everything that happens will be something that you've seen before.
The chaos coming out of the White House is just coming at you so fast. It's hard to keep track of it. You know, what happened today? Yeah, what's it? 2 weeks ago, I had never heard of Anthony Scaramucci.
We're actually calling it Infrastructure Week in this administration, and today I have the honor...
This is CNN Breaking News.
Our breaking news, James Comey again and again accusing the president of lying.
Slamming his own Justice Department.
Calling Comey a nut job.
Workforce Development Week at the White House and President Trump.
The breaking news tonight is Donald Trump debating whether or not to fire the special counsel.
Acknowledged for the first time he's under federal investigation.
This is Technology Week here at the White House. And we are proud to be kicking it off with...
Breaking news, another overseas trip that Michael Flynn never quite got around to disclosing.
Possible obstruction of justice.
This week is actually Energy Week.
Possible collusion between a member of the Trump campaign and Russian hackers.
Tweeting that Morning Joe host Mika Brzezinski was bleeding from a facelift at one point, and he referred to Joe Scarborough as psycho.
Welcome to Made in America.
President Trump and Vladimir Putin had a second undisclosed meeting.
He would not have given Jeff Sessions the job had he known that the attorney general would recuse himself.
Sean Spicer has resigned.
All week at the White House, we are celebrating.
President Trump slamming his own attorney general. Reince Priebus is out.
I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck.
Throughout this week, we've been talking about the American dream.
Anthony Scaramucci is out. Trump dictated his son's misleading statement.
Special Counsel Bob Mueller has impaneled his own grand jury in Washington for the Russian probe.
Mr. President.
What?
Mr. President, Robert Mueller has assembled a grand jury in the Russia probe. Do you have any comment?
Unfair. I'm supposed to be tried by a jury of my peers. Where are they going to find 12 presidents who are allegedly being blackmailed by Putin?
I don't need to find such chaos in the world. I can only imagine.
Chaos is a ladder.
A grand jury impaneled means that Director Mueller thinks he has a lot of probable cause to move forward that crimes occurred.
Grand juries being powerful investigatory cudgels that permit putting witnesses under oath or issuing subpoenas or, of course, possibly indictment.
A famous court of appeals judge once said a grand jury could indict a ham sandwich.
The Russia investigation, which has proven to be pretty much a nothing burger.
Well, I certainly wouldn't say it's a nothing burger.
The Russia story is a total fabrication. It's just an excuse for the greatest loss in the history of American politics. That's all it is. Most people know there were no Russians in our campaign. There never were. We didn't win because of Russia.
I've never heard anybody, and I deal with a lot of progressives, with a lot of militants around here, and I've never really heard anybody say Hillary Clinton lost this election because of the Russians. The question is whether the Russians tried to mess with our electoral process, tried to embarrass us, bring us down to their level of corrupt elections, and that's the issue. It's a national issue, not a partisan one. And he's turning it entirely into, they screwed our people. You people in that audience in West Virginia, you're the ones that lost here.
Chaos is a ladder.
In this new report that President Trump relayed private communications to Special Counsel Bob Mueller. Now this, the report, is that Trump has relayed private messages with Mueller through his lawyer, and that part is not even in dispute. A lawyer for Trump confirming aspects of the communication to USA Today within the last hour. Trump attorney John Dowd describing it as follows. The president appreciates what Bob Mueller's doing. He asked me to share that with him, and that's what I've done. Also characterizing the messages as one of appreciation and greetings, adding the president has sent messages back and forth. Dowd declined to elaborate further.
Chaos is a ladder.
We're back with the breaking news. The Washington Post just released the full transcript of phone calls that the president had in January with the president of Mexico and the prime minister of Australia.
He says, they're going to say, who's going to pay for the wall, Mr. President, to both of us? And we should both say, we will work it out.
Then Peña Nieto says, my position will continue to be very firm, saying that Mexico cannot pay for that wall. You have brokered many a stupid deal in business, and I respect you, but I guarantee that you broke many a stupid deal. This is going to kill me. This shows me to be a dope. I have had it. I've been making these calls all day, and this is the most unpleasant call all day. Putin was a pleasant call. This is ridiculous.
And with that, I'll take your questions.
What happened, Sarah? What happened?
There is this place called Russia. And during the presidential campaign, the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., took a secret meeting with a whole bunch of Russians who all seemed to have connections to Kremlin intelligence. And when this came out, kind of shady stuff, Don Jr. released a statement saying he didn't know who he was meeting with, and they mostly talked about adoption. Those were lies.
including the lie that he said it, because last night we find out that President Trump dictated his son's misleading statement. The president was not involved in the drafting of the statement and did not issue the statement. It came from Donald Trump Jr. This is his 39-year-old son who's running the Trump Corporation and the Trump Organization, so he doesn't need to be looked over the shoulder by his father.
I know it. I dictated Don Jr.'s statements about his meetings with the Russian lawyer.
That's right.
Jr. gets in trouble. He literally got his daddy to write a note for him.
Please excuse Don Jr. from prison. He's a good 39-year-old kid.
In the cradle and the silver spoon, there were Russians in the cradle too. Three or four Russians, it was a long time ago. Just tell them I did not collude, Dad. Tell them I did not collude.
Thank you. The president ignored his advisors and instead dictated a statement that was clearly a cover-up to hide their eagerness to collude with the Russian.
The New York Times is reporting, quote, investigators working for the special counsel Robert Mueller recently asked the White House for documents related to former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and have questioned witnesses about whether he was secretly paid by the Turkish government during the final months of the presidential campaign, according to people close to the investigation. It continues. The line of questioning shows that Mr. Mueller's inquiry has expanded into a full-fledged examination of Mr. Flynn's financial dealings beyond the relatively narrow question of whether he failed to register as a foreign agent or lied about his conversations and business arrangements with Russian officials. Flynn did not comment on the story tonight. Trump's lawyer said they continue to collaborate with Mueller on an ongoing basis.
That President Trump is honest?
Most people don't think he's honest if you believe this poll. He's got an image problem he needs to deal with.
Do you think the president is an honest man?
Yes, I do. I think he has a good time sometimes, but I think basically on very important issues, he's very honest.
Do you think the president is an honest man?
Yes.
Do you think the president is an honest man?
I think it's hard to build the confidence level you need to when there's so much contradiction that's all been recorded. So, you know, they have to be a little bit more careful how they're saying things.
The answer to this is pretty simple. Gene's paper has documented 836 lies or misleading statements. That's 4.4 a day.
After that political speech to the Boy Scouts last week, the president told the Wall Street Journal the head of the Boy Scouts personally called him to say it was the greatest speech that was ever made to them, and they were very thankful. But actually, the speech angered so many, the Boy Scouts were forced to issue an apology, and yesterday they said there was no phone call.
I won New Hampshire because New Hampshire is a drug-infested den.
Okay, so first, obviously, he is wrong about winning New Hampshire. He lost it in the general, but...
What you're proposing, or what the president is proposing here, does not sound like it's in keeping with American tradition when it comes to immigration. The Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. It doesn't say anything about speaking English or being able to be a computer programmer. Aren't you trying to change what it means to be an immigrant coming into this country if you're telling them you have to speak English? Can't people learn how to speak English when they get here?
The Statue of Liberty is a symbol of liberty enlightening the world. It's a symbol of American liberty lighting the world. The poem that you're referring to that was added later is not actually part of the original Statue of Liberty, but more fundamentally,
That sounds like some national park revisionism.
No.
The Statue of Liberty has always been a hope to the world for people to send people to this country, and they're not always going to speak English, Stephen. They're not always going to be highly skilled. They're not always notion of, well, they could learn, you know, they have to learn English before they get to the United States. Are we just going to bring in people from Great Britain and Australia?
Jim, actually, I have to honestly say, I am shocked at your statement that you think that only people from Great Britain and Australia would know English. It's actually, it reveals your cosmopolitan bias.
An American history lesson. You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty standing there in a harbor with her torch on high, screaming out to all the nations of the world, send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy. And all the nations sent them in here. They come swarming in like ants. Your Spanish PRs from the Caribbean there. Your Japs, your Chinamen, your Krauts and your Heaves and your Lincoln's fans. Come in here, and they're all free to live in their own separate sections. Where they feel safe, and they bust your head if you go in there. That's what makes America great, buddy.
Earth is a ladder.
I have a new chief of staff, General John Kelly, a very tough guy, and I trust the general. He gets me the best car insurance rates online, which, as we all know, saves some time. Blah, 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 blah. Good grief. I was just having a big strategy meeting about, charades. Blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. No, we don't know where Mooch is. Blah, 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 blah. I'd love to help you look, sir, but I have bone spurs.
The president is very busy. He's traveling often. He's golfing. What else is he doing?
A lot of Twitter.
He's tweeting quite a bit. You know, he makes priorities, and it's not like ethics aren't on the list at all. They're just more towards the bottom. It's like when you make a shopping list. You need milk, you need eggs.
You need foreign government money, you need to hire your relatives, you need travel ban, and then somewhere down there, ethics.
It's quite a shopping list. Lying, is that unethical?
Like, almost never is it right to lie.
Does the president know you're here with us having this conversation?
No.
Was that an ethical thing?
You mean,
to mislead him?
That's a good question. Is it ethical to mislead the president for his own good? For example, no, there's no more ice cream in the freezer. Or no, this is actually the third burrito you've had, even though it was only his second.
That is the way in which we treat children because they're not ethically responsible,
yeah.
Right?
No, that's
exactly
right.
Being paternalistic about with the president.
That's it.
I heard what you said about me and what I like to do to myself.
Yeah, so what?
So? Thanks. It's one of the nicest things anyone ever said about me, including your mother.
Whoa, no fighting.
Wow. My two lunatic friends are playing like besties.
Earth is a ladder.
Can you be a good person who's working for a bad person? Like that movie Devil Wears Prada. That poor girl had to work for that very demanding boss, but she wasn't a bad person, right?
She quit in the end.
She did?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. She
yeah,
stopped
you didn't
working
watch the whole movie.
No, I realized the woman was the main character and I stopped watching.
In fact, the dysfunction in the White House is now so bad that senior Trump officials at the highest levels of the government apparently cannot tell the difference between real emails from colleagues and pranks. A prankster sent several emails to high-level White House officials posing as other White House officials, and he actually got responses.
The prankster poses as Jared Kushner and writes to the official White House account of Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bosser. Tom, we're arranging a bit of a soiree towards the end of August. It'd be great if you could make it. I promise food of at least comparable quality to that which we ate in Iraq. Should be a great evening. So the real Tom Bosser responds, thanks, Jared. With a promise like that, I can't refuse. Also, if you ever need it, my personal email is redacted.
The White House official in charge of cybersecurity gave his private email address to a prankster. This whole time, we've been worried about Putin, but it turns out the U.S. government could be taken down by the Jerky Boys.
U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry discussed expanding American coal exports to Ukraine with a Russian prankster who Perry thought was Ukraine's prime minister. He was actually speaking with Russian comedians known for targeting celebrities and politicians with bold pranks. Vladimir Krasnov and Alexei Stolyarov are occasionally called the Jerky Boys of Russia.
According to CNN, Eric Trump, too, was similarly hoodwinked by the prankster, emailing as his older brother, Donald Trump Jr. But he soon caught on and responded, "I have sent this to law enforcement. Who will handle from here?"
Chaos is a ladder.
According to Golf Magazine, he thinks the White House is gross. Specifically, Trump was explaining to a group of club members why he spends so much time at his Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey. Chatting with some members before a recent round of golf, he explained his frequent appearances. That White House is a real dump.
Donald Trump, he begins a 17-day vacation. And now back in 2011, Trump tweeted, "At Barack Obama played golf yesterday. Now he heads to a 10-day vacation in Martha's Vineyard. Nice work ethic." But let's focus on the bright side of that tweet. Donald Trump has heard the word ethics.
All of this occurring amidst new reports of alleged Russian efforts to interfere not only in U.S. campaigns, but also at this hour in U.S. governing. This time, they're not backing a Republican, they're attacking one. The content currently being pushed by accounts allegedly linked to bots and trolls that are linked to Russia. On Monday, a surge in resign Paul Ryan, and this is data from the Alliance for Securing Democracy that was explored in a new piece in Newsweek.
So the White House is plagued by infighting, the Russia scandal continues to grow, and our government is vulnerable to pranksters. But hey, at least there's one thing you can say about the Trump White House.
We're going to have a good time.
Thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Seth Myers, Trevor Noah, Anthony Scaramucci, Don Lemon, Anthony Atamanuk, Littlefinger, Tharis, Stephen Colbert, Mike Pence, Blitzer, Brian
Williams,
Kristen Welker, Peter Alexander, Jared Kushner,
Chris
Hayes, Chuck Todd, Ali Melba, Jake Tapper,
Chris
Wallace,
Chris
Matthews,
Chris
Jamzing,
Jay
Sekulo, Casey Hunt, Lindsay Graham, Orin Hatch, Joe Manchin, Jim Acosta, Stephen Miller, Archie Bunker, Peter Groves, Jembling, Mario Canto.
The king was looking for the ladder.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.